From the front lines.
It's not going to work, man.
From the tailgates. Representing KGYR and its stakeholders. We are the Forum for the Fans. The Bleed Blue Show. Now, here are your hosts, Steve and Chris.
Is anybody there?
All right, we're going to try this again. I hope you guys can hear me. Right, Lady Blue, I'm going to bring you on. Give us your thoughts on again. Just some quick motion. Giants lose to the Panthers.
Refereeing, and I'm a little pissed off about Odell giving them 7 points, but later.
Lady Blue, are you up
game.
There? Oh, there you go. Go ahead. Go far away. I get you. Go ahead.
I'm very pissed off that we got screwed on that call. That the referees gave them the 7 points. OBJ gave them 7 points with that screwed up punt return, and our defense couldn't hold them at the time what we needed. So even though, yeah, we finally put up 30 points, we still screwed the pooch around. I mean, there were penalties and mistakes all the way around, but we should not have lost that game.
Anything else you'd like to ask?
How's the atmosphere down there right now?
It's a lot of people. It's loud. The fans are a little disappointed, but you know they're still having a good time. Anything else you want to say from that last defensive drive? Is get a stop or we'll probably bring on another play to get this off?
I'm really pissed off that we didn't stop him. I mean, hell, that was a hell of a 63-yarder. I can't believe that he did it. But
yeah.
Our defense should have held him better.
I hear that.
I mean, our offense did their job, and we got ahead, and it was up to our defense to hold them and keep them out, and we couldn't do it.
Right, right. All right, cool. Thank you very much, lady. Let's bring on another stakeholder real quick. I think this is Frank. Go ahead, Frank. By the way.
Hey, Steve, what's up? Yeah, they played a decent game. I mean, I'm impressed on what they did. Giving that interception away for a touchdown didn't help. But they definitely held a very good offensive team down. I'm impressed on what they did. They were talking about how, you know, they needed to step it up all week and bring it. And
that's exactly what they did. Sorry about that. Go ahead. Keep on going, Craig. Sorry about that.
I said they said they needed to step it up and bring it, and they did. They brought the ball downfield, Odell, to the Shepherd kid. Defense stood up. I'm impressed on what they did. It really was a decent game. That's the kind of football you want to watch.
Craig, anything else you'd like to add before I bring on another stakeholder?
No, go ahead, Chris. Or Steve.
All right. All right, hold on. Billy Bob, far away. Billy Bob. Yep. Can y'all hear me? Billy Bob, can you hear me? Elaine, can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you loud and clear.
Yeah, so go ahead. Billy Bob, you're next. If you're on the queue, go ahead and fire away, Billy Bob. All right, I'll put it like this, man. The Giants season is definitely over. It's the same thing from last year. sometimes you can't get it together. They finally got a day where the offense put up a little bit of point. They made some good clutch plays. A couple of crucial interceptions was, you know, not in their favor. A couple of turnovers. When the defense needed to make a stop, they couldn't, man. And then giving up a 63-yard field goal reminds me of the Eagle game last year. So it's a brutal loss. Not surprised that they lost, but this team season is pretty much – it's over. That's just being real. Season is over.
Steve, do we hear? Steve, do we hear anything about what happened? Steve,
Big old fire. All right,
yo,
who is that talking? Big old fire away. Go ahead. Who you think, man?
Man, yo, look, I pretty much knew it was gonna be baked chicken today, but I didn't think it was gonna be that close. I didn't think it was gonna be a almost sound game, but it was a combination of everything that caused us this game today. Combination of bad, you know, your QB play in during the game. You know, a ref's just giving us these bad calls. You know, a lot of bad ref bad calls and bad coaching as well too, man. I felt that this team should have had a little bit more sense of urgency of trying to score some touchdowns in the third quarter, moving the ball versus waiting to the fourth quarter. Even in the fourth quarter, they was kind of laxy-daisy when they got the ball. They didn't have a sense of urgency. They wasn't running no hurry-up plays. Defense played a solid game. I know we had some penalties that went against us. There was some bonehead plays. Couple of bonehead plays, not too many, but there were some plays that kind of hurt us as well. But defense played lights out. When they needed to get us that ball, they got it. And, you know, Eli threw two picks. We put ourselves behind. We had to play catch up. It was going to be down to who's had the ball last. And I was afraid that if the Panthers have that ball with a minute left in the clock, I felt we scored too early. We should have kind of ran the ball first on that first play when we got the ball down there on that last drive. And kill some of that clock. And I know Sherman had plays that we could have got in the end zone, man, because Eli was hungry today and ready to win this game. But a combination of everything lost that game for us today, man. I felt coaching and the referees was pretty they was more effective in this loss, but that two touchdowns, interceptions Eli threw as well, kind of put us behind and kind of kept the defense on the field. But again, man, that defense – Beecher is coaching himself off, man. He's using what he got and getting the results, man. And we just can't seem to put teams away, man. We keep teams in there. So, you know, that's just pretty much why we lost that game today, man. You know, everybody gave a good team effort today. I seen the heart today, but the heart wasn't enough. You know, like you said, the season is over. There's no way we're gonna bounce back from this. I see us winning maybe. Two more games out this season. If that, other teams are rolling, it's just that we just don't have it, man. Eli has difficulty with cover two defenses. It's been like that his whole career. He has more success with three, four defenses, man. And today he played a pretty much game that a more solid game that I haven't seen from Eli. And I mean, so many games. It ain't even funny. But even with the good game from him, it wasn't enough to win this game, man. I mean, even with our right game, because with those two interceptions, it took away from his performance today. And there was a lot of still high ball placements that was kind of messed up. Shepard was getting a little angry, pissed off on the sideline with that a little bit earlier in the game. When you seen Eli missed him on this pass, and it was a wide open pass, but he chose to go to Odell. It was crazy. So it's still some things, man. There's a lot we're gonna have to do to win games this season. But today's game was pretty exciting to the end, and defense kept it that way. But we just couldn't pull it through, man. And I don't want to blame defense for that last drive. I mean, they gave it all they got, man. You lose games like that. Cam is not easy. They contained them as much as they can, and we just couldn't pull it out, man. This was a game. If we could have won, we should have put more points on the board, and we blew it, man. Coaching staff, offensive coordinator blew it. You didn't speed up the pace of the game when you needed to try to hurry up and get points on the board when your offense was popping, and it didn't work out, man. So it is, man. It is what it is. Like I said, I didn't expect us to win this game, but I didn't expect it to be this type of game either. I just thought it was going to be the same flat old offense, but they had a little more spunk in a game, but it just wasn't enough, man. And the season don't get no easier. The schedule don't get no easier. So it is what it is, man. I faced it. We're building up the right. We just need some more pieces, man. And I'm sorry to say for all those Stan fans, Stan Eli fans.
Let's go to Stan.
I'm loyal to the name on the front, not the name on the back. I love Eli for what he did for us, man. But we're gonna have to change this team up, man. It was a good game, but it's not enough, man. We're changing up, man. And this is the process when you're changing up. That's it.
All right, shout out to Big O. And Sam, give us your thoughts and we get to the other stakeholders real quick. Sam.
Yo.
Go ahead. What's your thoughts on the game, man?
Hey, man, it was what it was, man. Offense came on too late. Defense played as good as they possibly could. Gave away a touchdown on special teams. Fought through that. The officials with that horrible roughing call on actually it was two bad calls. The roughing call on Wynn was garbage. He pushed him in the chest with two hands as he was running to get out of the pocket. But the one on Collins was the most egregious. How could you hit a defenseless receiver when you were diving back to bat the ball down?
Right.
And then you accidentally have a collision. That's 3rd and 13. They're getting off the field and they don't score a touchdown. Now the defense still had an opportunity to keep them out of the end zone, but you flipped the field position with that play, being that you were able to get off of the field. So I mean, it was what it was at that point, man. There was a lot of calls that went against the Giants that was bad. There was a lot of missed calls. The Sterling Shepard catch over the middle, where it was a clear face mask when he grabbed him over his visor and it wasn't called. When Barkley got tackled in the backfield by Julius Peppers and he grabbed him by the face mask for just a moment, it doesn't matter if it's a moment or if it's all the way through. You know what I mean? But the offense showed some life. They showed some creativity. I can't really complain. I don't know. The season is pretty much a wash because I just don't think that they have enough to come back. They don't have that many games, and I don't know if they can put together a consistent game on offense and defense to be able to make the type of run that you need to get back into playoff contention. But, I mean, the effort was there today on offense and defense. It's just that special teams touchdown that you gave up ended up coming back to bite you in the behind. You know, if you don't give up that touchdown, if you just knock the ball out of the end zone and it's a safety, it's a whole other ball game. You win that game, but it happens, man. So push forward. See if they can try to get a win against the Eagles this week, and then maybe see if you can try to pull out a win against the Falcons on Monday night. I mean, the Falcons got a good offense, but their defense just gave up 47 points to the Steelers, so... And then they got the game against Washington. If you can go into the bye week at 3-4, then maybe you might have a chance. If you can go into the bye week at 3-5, maybe you have a chance. But they got to win. They have to win two out of these next three games to even have a legit shot to try to go for the playoffs on the back end of the schedule. But all in all, it was a good effort, but they just came up a little bit short.
All right, shout out to Sam. Thank you very much. I think I see Dre in the queue. Dre Graham, I'm going to bring you on, man.
Can you hear me,
Dre? Go ahead, Dre.
Yeah, you can hear me? All right, so poor tackling, man. The first half was like, it was ridiculous how many tackles our defense was missing, and they were there. I mean, you can't say that the defense wasn't working. The players were there. They just didn't make the tackles. It was horrible, man, especially that touchdown that they scored. It was horrible. Typical, man, this was a typical New York Giants team. We always practice against teams that we have no chance in hell beating, no matter how good or bad we're doing during the season. It's like Odell haven't had a touchdown all season. We end up doing it against one of the best teams in the NFL. That's typical Giants, man. We play our best at the when we go against, you know, teams like this. Once again, just like the Eagles last year, 60-something yard field goal got us. Then the next week, a field goal got us against Tampa last week. Last year, you know, we just can't catch a break, man. Refs was horrible, man. Horrible. Roughing the passer. The helmet defensive receiver was called on number 31, not Landon. I think it was called on Landon the first time, and then they switched it on. But either way, neither one of them was hitting the defensive receiver. And if you look at the instant replay, the receiver ducked his head and actually lunged his head into Landon Collins' head. Landon Collins' head never even, like, moved position. He never switched position on his head to kind of, you know, try to hit him helmet to helmet. The receiver hit Landon Collins helmet to helmet. It was just crazy, man. We wasn't meant to win that game, man. The calls that should have been on our side wasn't there, and it was obvious. It wasn't like no could have went either way calls. I get it. If it could have went either way calls, you know, you could say, well, that could have went either way. The roughing the passer couldn't go either way. The defensive receiver couldn't go either way. It was obviously, you know, it was the refs, the defense in the first half, our offense playing conservative, not wanting to score into the last second, waiting to the last minute to try to score, man. It is what it is, man. That's all I can say. No explanation, just it is what it is, man. That's all I got, man. It's like speechless, man. So, hey.
Sorry about that, guys.
All right, sorry about that. Hold on real quick. Jay, say any more, a couple thoughts, and I'll bring on, I think Billy Bob's in the queue, and somebody else is going to wrap up. Hold on. Jay, anything else you'd like to add?
Huh?
Billy Bob, are you out there?
Yes, I am. Do you hear me?
Go ahead. Go ahead and fire away. I'm going on mute. Go ahead, fire away.
All right. All right, first things first, like I said, man, I'm not going to blame what happened with Odell Beckham on special teams. I told y'all that last week. You're going to have that when your offense is struggling, people trying to go out there and make extra plays. With that being said, it's a shame how Odell Beckham had to teach Eli how to throw a bomb. Get out there and just throw it. That's what Odell Beckham did. He just threw it. And then I got to say, yeah, Eli missed the touchdown pass, even with the one he connected to Sterling Shepard. He could at least do it to a point where Shepard could have caught that on a run and scored with that previously him throwing the interception. So I guarantee that's why Shepard probably was mad. Game ball, go to defense again. Defense played a hell of a game. That's why we was in this game. Once again, man, I guess Odell Beckham put the heat on Eli. Like, he showed everybody if we got a quarterback in there, look what the outcome would be. The outcome would be is we'll probably deliver. We'll probably score more points. But like I told y'all, Eli's at his best when he's in a two-minute warning, where he doesn't have to sit back and think. When he's got to get to the line and just throw, he's going to connect.
the ball is going to move when Eli's in his 2 minutes warning. I told y'all that they got to find some way to get Eli in a hurry-up offense or some kind of way. But one thing I'm going to say, even if the season is over, I'm going to enjoy watching the Giants just upset all the rest of the good team, because I feel like we still got a good team in hand. Just now we're just playing for pride right now. So, you know, that's when that bleed blue kick in. So I guess that's what it is. We're just going to bleed blue all the way out and watch the Giants just go upsetting people like they did to Denver that 1 year they was undefeated. Whoever it is, I'm just going to watch the Giants. I'm going to enjoy watching the Giants just showcase their talent for next year. I guess that's what it is. But after all, we did play a good game. Ain't nothing to jump brag about, but that's it.
Sorry about that. Struggle to get back into the queue. My bad, Billy Bob. Thank you very much. I think we got one more guy. Let's bring on Manny Dawes, and we'll have him wrap up, and we're going to continue the dialogue later in the week. Giants lose to the Panthers. Let's bring on Manny Dawes and see what he got to say for the game. Hold on, Manny Dawes. Let me find you real quick. Manny Dawes, you out there?
Yeah, man. Hey.
Go ahead, follow
up. Steve, what you out there? Thank you, man. You out there partying, man. Hey, Steve, man, you gotta turn down the Henny, man. What you doing? You out there partying it up, man? In a bubble bath for some Chardonnay? You killing me.
Yeah, it's hard, man. When you're doing the show remote, it's hard to be in the phone and do the show. But go ahead, fire away. I'm good. Go ahead, fire away.
All right, baby. Nah, man. Look, I'm super proud of that score. Look, I'm super proud of the Giants. They balled out, and the ref fucked up, B. That was the worst officiating I've seen all year, and it's been bad. All year. Yo, the Landon Collins call, the defenseless receiver or unnecessary roughness, garbage. The missed face mask on Saquon Barkley, garbage. The missed intentional grounding when Cam Newton threw it to nobody in the vicinity, garbage. The miss at the end of the game, they stopped McCaffrey. Stopped him. And it was 3rd and 1. They stopped him. Cam spiked the ball on 4th and 1. They said, nah, he got the first down. Nobody communicated that shit. Not one ref signaled first down. Yo, the refs were atrocious. And that roughing the quarterback? Good God. That was horrendous. Like, at the end of the day, the Giants did what they could, man. This is a game we could bounce back. Now, Eli, that's my quarterback, right? He threw 2 horrendous picks. I was like, what were you smoking, Eli? But I want to make this clear. That's still my QB. I don't flip-flop. I heard everybody calling my name last week. I don't flip-flop. I'm true blue. At the end of the day, my quarterback threw 2 horrendous picks, came back and threw 2 touchdowns to win the game. We should have won that game. I'm proud of my dudes. We got 3 winnable games. I think we can beat the Eagles. I think we can beat the Falcons. And I believe we can beat the Redskins. I believe we can beat them. I have complete faith in my squad. And we could go into the bye at 4-4. I'll take it. But right now, we scored over 30 points. Odell scored. Saquon was big again, as usual. This one, I got, and I hate blaming refs, but this was on the refs, man. This time was on the refs, man. And it was probably on you, too, Steve, because if you butt naked again, take the bath with bubbles and Chardonnay, pouring jelly on your body, it's probably your fault. That's all I got, man.
All right. Anything else you'd like to add, Manny, before we wrap up? Anything else you want to add about this game? Or
nah, man. They bleed blue. We out here. on this pan now. Here we come.
All right, man. Thank you very much for your comments, man, and bringing the dialogue to the platform, man. And I want to shout out to Elaine, Lady Blue, Big O, Sim, Dre, Frank that checked in with us, Billy Bob, Manny Dogs. We're going to wrap this post-game. We're at the tailgate. Shout out to the Big Blue of the Carolinas. I'm next to the tailgate. Check out the Instagram and the Facebook pictures and all that, all the stuff that we had at the tailgate. Amazing event. Once again, the football team don't come through, but we can't control that. The fans control anything else around us. So shout out to all the stakeholders, man. We're going to wrap up this episode. We'll be back Thursday on the Big Blue Roundtable. Actually, that would be the Eagle game. So we're going to have a post game. It's not going to be no preview. It's going to be a post game after the Eagles on Thursday. Immediately on Thursday. Shout out to all the stakeholders. We're out. Signing off. Sangre out to Blue.